哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, all the brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
那愿神祝福所有来参加灵恩会聚会的弟兄姐妹。
May God bless and remember all those who came to participate in the spiritual convocation.
啊，想一想啊，也真的非常感谢主的带领。
And when I think of that, I really thank God's guidance.
从上个月15号来到美国，到现在也有一个月的时间了。
Since I came to the United States on the 15th of the last month, it has been a month.
看到我们有许多弟兄姐妹，教会的长子负责人都很用心的在做主的工。
I can see all the brothers and sisters and all the holy workers work very hard.
也非常用心的祷告主。
And I see that everyone's praying very hard to the Lord.
所以来到这里的感觉非常好。
So I have a very good feeling about coming here.
也继续求主耶稣带领。
And I ask for God's continual guidance.
也非常谢谢教会同龄的关怀跟照顾。
And I thank you all for the hospitality you've shown me.
今天这里灵恩会结束啊，那明天小弟就要下到洛杉矶继续以后的工作。
And after today's spiritual convocation, I'll be going to Los Angeles tomorrow to continue the holy work.
所以还请大家继续为小弟带祷。
And so I ask that everyone continue to pray for me.
愿神祝福大家。
And may God bless everyone.
想在这一堂聚会跟大家分享，献上自己为主所用。
And this service, I like to talk about how to offer ourselves to the Lord.
我看到弟兄姐妹这样的热心爱主。
I see that all of you have zealously shown your love to God.
总是会觉得非常感谢主。
And I really thank God for this.
因为在教会有这样爱主的人越多啊，
Because the more people in church who love God,
神的工作就有很多人来一起分摊来做。
Then the work of God can be divided amongst all of you.
而且凡是参与的人都不会觉得寂寞孤单。
And all the people who participate in the work will not feel lonely.
因为有许多人一起站在同一条线上，一起努力为主。
Because there are many people on the same goal to serve the Lord.
所以教会如果能够圣工有人做，
So if the church has people doing holy work,
人人有圣工做，
and people have holy work to do,
我相信啊，那种感受，那种主内团契啊，就会发挥教会一体的这种精神。
I'm sure that the feeling of unity will bind the church closer together.
所以常常在教会做圣工的时候，每次看到这样的现象，心里都非常的高兴，感谢主。
And so whenever I see the brothers and sisters working together for the Lord, I really thank God from my heart.
耶稣在世传福音的时候，
When Jesus was preaching,
也有许多的爱主的人跟随着他。
There are many people who love the Lord who follow Him.
是那么样的献上自己，愿意为主耶稣所用。
And they were willing to sacrifice themselves for the use of Jesus Christ.
我们一起来看路加福音第八章。
So let's all turn to Luke chapter 8.
第八章的第一节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 1.
第一节，过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音，和他同去的有十二个门徒，还有被恶鬼所附、被疾病所累、已经治好了几个妇女，内中有称为摩大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来，又有虚利的家宅、苦撒的妻子约雅拿，并苏珊拿，和好些别的妇女，都是用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。在这里我们看到
Here we can see,
当主耶稣带领他十二个门徒出去宣传福音的时候，
When Jesus brought his 12 disciples to go preach,
这样的工作在当时来讲是非常的这个艰困，而且非常的重大。
During that time, this kind of work is very burdensome.
他们在前面作战，要救更多的人呢。
So they are trying to save more and more people.
但是我们也看到有好些妇女啊，都用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。
But these women who use their own resources to help support the
就是奉献、捐出来，让耶稣和十二个使徒啊，能够继续做这个福音的工作。
And so they offered and provided for them so that Jesus and his disciples can continue doing this work.
所以我们看这些妇人啊，他们是有侍奉心智的人呢、啊。
So we can see these women have a spirit of offering.
在这里谈到说用自己的财物。
Here it talks about they use their own resources.
到底自己的财物有什么样的一些想法跟它的意义在里面。
So what does it mean when they use their own resources? What can we learn from this?
自己的财物有什么？
What kind of, what are their own resources?
我们一般会讲就是吃的啦，钱啦。
We might just say, oh, eating and maybe money.
这些是。
Yeah, this is true.
但是也包括神给我们的智慧、健康、能力种种啊。
But it also includes the wisdom that God has given us and our strength and things of that nature.
哇，有的人啊，他在学识学务方面得到神的祝福，学得更多啊。
Some people are very well educated because God has blessed them with a good mind.
如果他能够用在为主所用的服事上，
if they can use this to help serve the Lord,
哎，就是把这个财务，自己的财务献给主用了呢。
In this way, they have used their own resources to.
那有的人啊，他很会做生意。
Some people are very good doing business.
哇，他就知道当那十分之一啊。
And they know to take that 10%.
有时候这个十分之一也会受到考验呢。
And sometimes it's hard to offer that 10%.
这个钱一点点呢，很好献呢。
When you only have a little bit of money, it's easy to offer.
一旦十分之一算一算，很庞大。
But sometimes 10% seems like a lot.
比如说赚$10,000。
For instance, if you make $1,000,000.
然后十分之一是100万呢。
And 10% would be 100,000.
有的会主动把它改成感恩奉献呢，$10,000就好呢。
Some people might just make it so you offer
10,000. 自己的财务神祝福的，哎呦，变了。
And then God gave you all this wealth, but your attitude has changed.
在过去啊，有一个这么样的例子。
There's an example like this.
说他卖土地1,000,000。
Someone sold a piece of land for a million.
教会就一直想说，哎呦，他平常很热心呢。
And the church thought, oh, he is very zealous.
也很爱祷告哎。
And he likes to pray.
也很爱奉献呢。
And he is very likes to offer.
结果教会就可能也动作太快了哈，太快哈，那个执务会就开始决定，哎呀，结果100万来，我们就可以盖一层楼漂亮的教会啊。
And the church council decided, maybe we can use this $1,000,000 and build a nice building.
左等右等，等了一两个月，他们受不了了。
And so they waited for this brother to offer a couple months.
怎么这个信徒还没有动作呢？
And they were like wondering, how come he didn't offer yet?
哇，那个一百万的十分之一怎么还没有出现呢？
How come he didn't offer the 10%?
所以传道就带领执务会的成员到他的家里坐一坐，聊聊天。
And so the pastor brought the whole church council to this brother's house.
在闲聊的当中啊，当然他们有他们的期许啊。
And so during this conversation, we know that they had their reason.
讲。
And they talked and talked.
这个信徒不笨呢。
And this believer didn't budge.
听懂呢。
And he listened.
他怎么讲啊？
But what did he say?
感谢主啦。
Thank God.
主耶稣祝福啦。
Thank God that he blessed me.
那个传道就接着讲呢。
So then the pastor said,
哇，主耶稣祝福信徒哦，教会也会发展，可以推动很多的圣工哎。
And the pastor said, oh, when God blesses the believers, then the church can prosper.
是啊是啊，感谢主啊。
And the believer said, yes, yes, thank God.
可是你们来我家，我努力接待你们吃的也是，知道吗？
And he says,Yeah, so I have taken you into my house, and you guys eat pretty well.
十分之一百万变成多少？$10,000而已呢，变成感恩奉献呢。
So like all that money, you only offered 10,000.
哇，所以不简单呢。
So it's not easy.
用自己的财物啊，献上为主所用啊，也是考验呢。
So it is a trial to offer up your own.
结果教会只好用那个竹子做了。
And so then they end up building the church building out of
them. 他们想用一点红砖水泥盖漂亮一点，只好用竹子了。
They're thinking about using bricks, but then no, they only had bamboo now.
当然，圣经的道理这样劝勉。
So the Bible encourages us to do.
但是你真的要献上自己为主所用，还要努力呢。
But in order to offer up what you have, it really is a trial.
不然的话，那种献祭很容易变头变化球呢。
Otherwise, you can easily change your mind.
所以这样看起来啊，自己的财物是我们所拥有的一切。
So we can see that our own possessions are.
只要是能够你成这个线上为主所用的服饰，这些自己的财物，神就是就会悦纳了。
So as long as you do your best and offer what you can, then God will be happy.
所以线上自己为主所用讲起来很简单。
So it's easy to say to offer up your own possessions to serve the Lord.
但是是一时的感动呢，还是终身就这样做呢？
But it's really another matter to perform.
哎，这个里面的功课就很耐人寻味了哈。
And so it's a very tough assignment.
哎，有些是三分钟热度的。
Some people are very zealous for a while.
然后半年一年就失去他的踪影。
And then and after a longer time, they lose
the skill. 后来又跑出来看到他。
And after you look at him.
所以这个线上自己为主所用的过程啊，应当不是环境、时间或者人为的因素可以打断他的这个服事啊。
So, it's hard to be consistent over a long period of time.
所以这样讲啊，线上自己为主所用啊，到底他的表现应该要怎么样啊？
So how do we go about offering ourselves to serve the Lord?
我们从这里看到这里在八章路加福音八章一节到三节里面啊。
So we can see from Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to
3. 就有好些妇女用自己的财物捐给耶稣和门徒来用。
And so it says that there were women who provided for the Lord.
目的是要帮助他们继续做好这个传福音的工作。
And their purpose was to help them continue to preach the gospel effectively.
所以我们看到这些妇女啊。
So we can see that these women.
他们在线上自己为主所用的过程上，他们的表现是什么？
And what their behavior was.
第一点，
Let's look at the first
纯心为主侍奉。
And they did it out of a pure heart.
这个是从心里面为主服事才能做得到哎。
And they did it from the bottom of their hearts, and that's the only reason.
有时候我去访问呢。
Sometimes when I visit people,
发现这个信徒，哎，他有这种恩赐，应该可以贡献在教会里面呢、啊。
I noticed that some believers seem like they can contribute to the church.
哎，结果他回答说太忙了，我这个孩子哦，要换尿布、喝牛奶了，或怎么样怎么样一堆哦，理由。
He might give a whole bunch of excuses. I have children and they need to change their diapers.
而且讲的人还是弟兄哎。
And it seems like it's brothers.
哎呦，我在想他这个太太未免也太差了嘛，怎么都是做先生在做、啊、
？And I think how come it's always the brothers doing it?
我为了要证实，所以我又跑去问他太太，真的是这样吗
？And so then I ask the brother's wife, does he really
help? 他太太回答我说他根本从来没有换过一次。
And then the wife would reply, he never helps change diapers.
也没有泡过一次牛奶。
He never makes a formula for the baby.
再转过来看丈夫。
And look at the husband.
我这样看他也很聪明呢，马上这样呢。
I see he's pretty smart, so he bows his head.
好不容易的告诉我说可以了，可以了，只要传道愿意安排的话。
And so he reluctantly said, "Yes, I can perform the duty."
所以我们看到这些妇女啊。
So we can see that these women
用自己的财物帮助耶稣的福音工作。
Use their own possessions to help out Jesus Christ in His
own. 我们注意那个用自己的财物那个用。
So let's focus on youth.
我们通常说要做什么工作，还有的人会说，哇，我现在很年轻，我努力赚钱，老一点再做，因为我现在还没有能力，我还没有怎么样。
Sometimes you might say, oh, I'm still kind of young, so let's work hard now, and then when I get older, I'll help serve the Lord.
要服侍主的时候会表现相当的谦卑，我不好，我不会，我不能。
And so sometimes we might prove to be rather humble in serving the Lord.
但是要忙世界的时候，他可以发挥自己耶。
But when it comes to business, they are able to apply themselves very well. They have forgotten to use that their own talents to serve the Lord.
So
sometimes we have to examine ourselves.
我们是不是哪里有可以服侍主的地方？
Do we have any good talents that we can use to serve the Lord?
就算你看了看看很久，看到自己结论是没有。
Maybe sometimes you'll examine yourself and your conclusion is, I don't have anything special.
但是你重新服侍，你会认真学呢。
But then if you start serving, you will learn.
是比如说弹风琴、弹钢琴。
For example, like playing the piano.
难道这些在弹的是一上去就会吗？
Are these people naturally gifted so that they can play?
要花一段时间的学习啊。
I'm sure they must spend time to practice.
这些在台上领会的。
And those people who lead service.
难道一上去就很会讲吗？
Do they know how to lead service right off the
bat? 就马上不用这个准备，就咚咚咚咚咚，所有话都讲出来了。
And they don't have to prepare, so the words just naturally come out.
也是要经过一段的学习训练。
They also have to spend a period of time to train.
才能够把上神所领受到的潜能，这些看不见的恩赐就发挥出来了。
They need to be able to train up the abilities that God had given them.
所以存心为主侍奉，乃是一个懂得会献上自己为主所用的人。
So only those who have served the Lord from the bottom of their heart can really.
我们看这些妇女啊。
So we can see that these.
她为什么懂得存心侍奉主啊
？How did they know to serve the Lord?
在第二节这里讲哎。
So in verse 2 it says.
他们都从神那里得到很好的恩典见证哎。
They have received much grace from the Lord.
有的曾经被恶鬼所附。
Some were possessed by demons.
然后病被治好了，鬼被赶走了。
And they were healed, and the demons cast away.
有一个叫做玛利亚的妇女。
There was a woman named Mary.
在她身上有七只鬼呀。
There were seven demons upon her.
后来神显明他的慈爱恩典。
But then God showed His love and grace.
也就把这个病鬼赶走了。
And had cast out the demons.
所以这些妇女啊，她们有一个共同的特色。
And so these women have a common characteristic.
她们都是从神领受主恩典的人呢。
They were recipients of the grace of the God.
然后呢
And
又有一个共同的特色
They have another common characteristic.
他们都是从主耶稣领受主的教训，而且与主同工的人呢
And they were all taught by Jesus Christ and they all worked with him.
我们今天一样都有从神领受到神的教训，神的恩典
In the same way, we have received the teaching of God and
那我们曾经也与神同工，而且或许有的现在还继续在与神同工。
And we have worked with God, if we're still not working with Him now.
在那一段期间
，during that time，
我们发现
，we will find that，
就算是下雨或者天气不好
，on the rainy and bad weather days，
或者自己很忙
，or when we are very busy，
但我们发现，在那个时候的我们都是存心。要来为主侍奉。
We'll find that even those times we want to serve the Lord from our heart.
所以可以排开万难呐、
啊。So we can set aside the time.
克服自己心理、肉身、生活上、工作上的困难。
And put aside all the troubles and stress we have from outside.
所以每当我们回忆到那一段时间的时候，哇，感谢主耶。
So when we return to that time, we can really thank God.
那是什么事情让我们失去了这样的体验跟这样的服事呢？
But what has made us lose this wonderful experience of servitude to God?
我们发现一个事实。
We can find a phenomenon.
我们的心不再那么坚强。
Our heart is not strong.
我们的心服事神的心越来越减弱。
The heart of servitude to the Lord is weakened.
所以所看到的就是。周遭的环境、人事物的影响。
So all we see are the hindrances from around the world.
所以有的干脆啊，自己自动向主耶稣请假。
And so we ask for a holiday from God.
哎，我不再服侍主了。
I'm not going to serve God anymore.
真的，主耶稣有准他吗
？Did God let them?
有打电话给他吗
？Did God?
有传 email 给他吗
？Did he send an email?
哎，所以他是自己自动请假。
No, this person took off.
有一次我在台湾的宗教书房里面。
Once I was in a library in Taiwan.
有一本书，它的书名这样写。
And I saw a title of a book.
永远不要跟主耶稣说请假。
It said, "Never take time off from the Lord."
啊，我看到那一本书目，我心里觉得非常感动啊。
When I saw that title, I was very touched.
有人体会到说，永远不要跟主耶稣说请假。
Someone actually felt that you should never take time off from the Lord.
哇，他是有心要来服侍主耶。
This person really has a heart to serve God.
他并没有得到真正得救的真理呢。
He didn't necessarily receive.
也没有得到从神来宝贵的圣灵耶。
He never received the Holy Spirit.
但是他在服侍的过程，知道要来全心服侍主，永远不要跟主耶稣说请假。
But in his experience in serving the Lord, he learned that he should never take time off.
我看了看里面的内容。
I looked at the, I read the.
记载说每一分，每一秒，都要存心服侍主。
And he basically said, every minute, every second, we should serve.
如果我们能够这样体会,
if we can have this experience,
我们就很容易做到时时刻刻献上自己为主所用哎。
And we will sincerely offer up our time to serve God.
所以我们看到这些妇女啊,
so we can see that these women,
能够用自己的财物捐给耶稣和门徒使用,
were able to provide for Jesus and the disciples out of their own resources,
要来帮助他们福音的工作,
to help them out in the preaching the gospel.
哎, 这是一种合作团体的一种现象。
This is a result of unity.
我们发现主耶稣有跟他们这样讲吗？
We will find that. Did Jesus tell them to do this?
耶稣没有跟他们这样说要这样做耶。
Jesus never told them to do this.
他们是自己会找机会要来侍奉的人耶。
They went and found the opportunities to serve.
自己要找机会服侍主啊。
They found their own opportunities to serve God.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
在旧约圣经里面也谈到这样的事。
We can also see another example of this in the Old Testament.
我们来看一下列王记下第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下第四章。
2 Kings chapter 4.
八节到十节。
Verse 8 to 10.
八节，一日以利沙走到苏念，在那里有一个大户的妇人，强扭他吃饭。此后以利沙每天从那里经过，每从那里经过就进去吃饭。妇人对丈夫说，我看出那从我们这里经过的是圣洁的神人，我们可以为他在墙上盖一间小楼，在其中安放床榻、桌子、椅子、灯台，他来到我们这里就可以住在其间。一日以利沙来到那里，就进了那楼躺卧。我们在这里看到，
so from here we can see,
一个名不见经传的苏念的妇人呢，
and see an anonymous woman.
在这里并没有记载她的名字。
The Bible does not record her name.
有很多人做事圣公服事就喜欢留名呢。
Some people who do work for God like to leave their name.
如果教会在安排工作没有名字在上面，就欢天护地了。
And if the church asks them to do some task,
谁排的？谁排的？太过分了。
And they cannot get their name around, they get very upset.
基本上。可能对做圣工的意义服事还不是很了解，才有这种反射动作。
Perhaps this person reacts this way because he does not understand why.
在这里记载苏念的妇人并没有留下名字哎。
This woman in Shunem never left her name.
但是她真的在找机会来服事这个神的工作的人哎。
But she sincerely sought out an opportunity to serve the work of God.
我们注意看哈。
Let's look carefully.
他首先强扭这个先知留下吃饭。
She urged this prophet to have a meal.
他找机会服侍哎。
She really looked for an opportunity to serve.
然后呢
？And then?
他就跟他的先生谈，预备一个小楼在楼上。
She discussed with her husband to prepare a small room in the roof.
做一间小楼哎，要给先知经过的时候可以休息哎。
So she built a small chamber on the roof.
然后呢，在这个小楼里面又安放一些设备。
So the prophet can stay there, and she even provides some furniture.
比如说床榻啦
，like a bed.
桌子啦
，table.
椅子啦
，chair.
灯台啦
，a lamp.
多么的用心啊
！And how diligent she was.
在做这种设备的这种安置。
She was making these provisions.
目的要使先知路过的时候可以在里面居住。
And the purpose was so that the prophet could stay there whenever.
有人跟他讲这样做吗
？Did anyone tell her to do this?
没有人跟他讲。
No one told her.
是他自己从内心找到机会要来服侍神的仆人呢。
It was from her heart that she went and actively sought out opportunity.
让神的仆人在做神的工作能够得到这个歇息，然后又有力量。在服侍神呢。
And she did this so that the prophet could have more energy to help serve the Lord.
他自己找，他自己啊，抓住机会来服侍。
And she grasped this opportunity to serve.
所以这样的动作，从一个如果真的被服侍到的人啊，也会发现他真的很用心在做服侍神的工作。
So we can see here that she worked very hard to serve the Lord.
要等到自己所有的事做完了才能够忙教会的这种人十年二十年五十年也找不到机会做。
then the kind of person who puts God's work at the last priority, he'll never have time.
人的事就真的每一天每一年都能够做完吗？
Our own personal matters, every day, every year, we have no time to finish.
忙来忙去啊。
We're always very busy.
有的人忙着生病啊。
Some people are always sick.
有的人忙着去玩啊。
Some are always out
忙工作啊。
Having fun. Some people are working.
有的忙着在感情的时候要调整啊。
Some people have to fix relationships.
如果真的要等到你所有的事都忙完了，再来做，有时候机会都不见了。
If you're going to wait until everything is taken care of to work for God, you might not have any chance.
我们看到书念的故人,
we can see the woman in Shunem.
真的是存心来侍奉主。
She very sincerely served the Lord.
所以在服事神的工作上，她成为一个愿意献上自己为主所用的人。
So we can see that she was willing to sacrifice herself
第二点呢,
to serve God. Our second point.
一个真正献上自己为主所用的人，他有什么样的表现呢？
The person who offers himself to serve the Lord, what other behavior does he show?
他会有一种完全的奉献。
He will sacrifice completely.
就是甘心乐意为主奉献的这种表现。
He will voluntarily and very willingly serve the Lord.
肯为他所信的主耶稣牺牲自己。
He might even sacrifice himself to serve the Lord.
事实上我们人要谈到牺牲还不配得了。
Actually, we're not even worthy to talk about sacrifice.
因为只有主耶稣他牺牲自己，能够救更多的人呢。Because
only Jesus Christ, when He sacrificed Himself, could save
others. 所以我们所做的一切，我们只能说是一种很好抉择的一种奉献呢。And
so, whenever we do anything, it's just a way for us to do our best.
如果能够这样做，So
if we can do this,
一定会得到神的喜悦。Then
we'll definitely gain God's favor.
所以这个保罗他就立志。 得主的喜悦。
And so we see that Paul was determined to gain the favor of the Lord.
我们请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。 所以无论是住在身内离开身外, 我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。 在这里告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
有的人立志要做大事。
Some people want to aim to do great things.
有的人立志要赚多钱。
Some people aim to make a lot of money.
所以很多立志的内容都随着人的了解都不一样。
And so all of our aims, according to human understanding, is different.
但保罗在这里立志得主的喜悦。
But we see that Paul aimed to gain the favor of God.
不论是还活着。
No matter whether he's dead.
就算是死。
Or if he's alive.
所以他说, 是活是死, 我总是为了要得着耶稣基督。
So he said, to live or die, I serve, I work to please him.
我总是耶稣基督的人。
I am Jesus Christ.
他有强烈的心要来立志得主的喜悦。
He was very determined to please God.
但我们有一些人呢, 很冲动啊。
But there are some people.
我有一个好朋友。
I have a good friend.
跟我年龄差不多。
And he's about my age.
他念大学要毕业的时候一直讲我要将来献身当传道。
And as we were about to graduate college, he kept saying,
他讲得很好耶。
He was very determined.
我们被他那种激动, 哎呀不错, 他有这种心要服事主, 我们也要学习。
In fact, we were all inspired by his motivation to serve the Lord.
结果我们做到了。
So we did it.
他呢,
But him?
还在神学院还不见, 他的名字中间还不见,
but he had not even enrolled in theological school.
毕业娶到很满意的太太,
after he graduated, he married a very good wife.
然后生出很满意的孩子,
and had very good children.
然后很满意的进去研究所念,
and then very happily went to
graduate school. 又很满意的博士也修到了,
and very happily got his PhD.
然后很满意一生的人生,
and happily lived among the humans.
有一天提醒他,
one day warned him,
你还记得在十多年前,
do you remember 10 years ago?
你曾经有讲过这样的话,
you said this and this.
我要为主所用啊,
you said that you're going to
要献上自己啊,
sacrifice yourself to the Lord.
你讲得都掉眼泪, 害得我没有跟你掉几滴眼泪,
you said it with tears and we even cried along with you.
诶, 我有讲吗?
And she said, did I really
诶,
say that?
我有流眼泪吗?
I really shed tears?
我很讶异耶。
I was very emotional.
那就继续为他祷告吧。
And so we thought we should continue to pray for him.
看看以后神会不会感动他。
Let's see if God will touch him.
或者是还在很满意他的人生。
Maybe he is very happy with his life.
所以有时候要做到完全的奉献。
So sometimes to make a total
不是一种一时的冲动。
It's not from a moment of
然后一头栽进去说，我要这样。
Not from a moment of zeal that you want to do this.
结果碰到墙壁跟事实上所想的不一样的时候，又跑出来逃得很远的。
But when you hit a brick wall, then you run away very far.
不是这样。
That is not the way to do it.
神要我们的完全的奉献。
God wants a complete
你要立定心智。
You have to make a determination.
为什么要这样做？
And think to yourself, why are you doing this?
保罗立定心智要得主的喜悦。
Paul made it an aim to please the Lord.
所以他遇到顺通的时候，感谢主，神的功。 圣灵大大作为。
And so when things went smoothly, thank God that he, his spirit worked.
建立教会医病赶鬼啊。
And everywhere he established churches and healed.
但是遇到患难，他被打的时候。
But whenever he encountered trouble, like he was beaten.
哥林多前书记载啊，他是怎么被打的？
Sometimes the Acts will talk about how he was beaten.
那个被打是从50次。 打50次，再打第二次，打49次，再打第三次，48次，这样打下来算的。
And how they beat it was the first time they would whip him 50 times, the second time would be 49 and then 48.
他觉得在患难中得到快乐。
But he found joy in these tribulations.
所以他说他什么环境都能够处啊。
And so he can go through any kind of situation.
他得到了一个秘诀啊。
And he had a conclusion.
什么秘诀呢？
What was this conclusion?
靠着那加给我力量的主耶稣，凡事都能做。
And by relying on God, I can do anything, and I am very joyous.
我们一般的人啊,
An ordinary person.
遇到快乐的事,哇, 嘴巴合不拢, 那个牙齿白白的都出来了。
When we encounter something very good, we smile.
或者很少刷牙, 就黄黄黑黑的也跑出来了。
And sometimes...
Mm-hmm. 我不是讲他, 结果他不讲。 牙齿很白啊，有些人刷牙哦，很不认真啊。
I guess sometimes when people smile, their teeth are yellow.
你要看他有没有刷牙，很简单。
It's easy to see if someone has good dental
hygiene. 你不要看外面那一层，你看他里面那一层啊。
You don't look at the outer layer, but you look at the
inner layer. 刷牙里面那个也要刷，里面那一面啊。
When you brush your teeth, you have to brush the inside.
所以有一些人的牙齿啊，外面很白，里面哦颜色不一样。
Sometimes people have really white teeth on the outside and very yellow teeth on the inside.
就保罗他在任何患难中也是快乐哎。
And so Paul was always very happy even
though he was tribulation.
It wasn't a show.
而是真的靠主得到喜乐哎。
He was sincerely happy because he relied on God.
哇，所以他愿意接受任何环境的挑战。
And so he was willing to accept anything that life handed to him.
他在监狱被关的时候。
When he was locked in prison,
他也一样快乐哎。
He was happy.
他把信托给那些工人带回去安慰那些教会关心他的人呢。
And he even wrote letters to comfort the churches and to guide them.
真的不简单。
It's not very easy.
所以有人这样说啊。
So some people have said.
有的人啊，他的脸皮很容易反映他心里的想法哎。
Some people, you can just look at their faces and find out what they're thinking.
既然献上自己了。
And since you have offered
yourself. 既然愿意做这个圣工了。
And you. Willingly do this
就要凡事甘心乐意完全的奉献，不要再愁眉苦脸了呢。
You should always voluntarily and willingly and happily offer yourself.
当你在愁眉苦脸，来呀，心情很快乐，来呀，有平安了，来呀。
And if you have a very sad face, it's very hard to convince
谁相信啊?
people to believe in God. Who's going to believe you?
悟道者看到，哎呦，我心就跟你一样这样。 我老得很快哦。
Perhaps like true seekers will say, "Oh, if I believe
in God, 你完全献上自己吗？
Have you totally sacrificed yourself?
没有了。
You have not.
你就献你的时间跟身体，你的心里没有献吗？
You have offered your body and your time, but you have not offered your heart.
完全的奉献很重要。
To have a complete and total.
我们说它是一个没有私心的奉献。
And you don't hold anything back.
真的是为了主甘心的完全的奉献。
And you. Really, truly, sacrifice everything to God.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六章的第一节到14节。
verse 1-14.
第六章的第一节到十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 1-14.
这里记载啊，这个给五千人吃饱的这个神迹。
This passage talks about the miracle about feeding 5,000.
耶稣讲到以后。
After Jesus gave the sermon.
就问呐、啊，腓力啊，我们要从哪里买饼啊？给这些人吃呢？
Yes, Philip, where are we to buy bread for these people?
耶稣问这个问题乃是要考验腓力。
Jesus asked this question to test Philip.
腓力回答说。
And Philip replied.
在这里有这些东西，但是不够用啊。
We have these couple of things here, but it's not
enough. 后来有一个门徒就跑过来啊。
But then a disciple told him.
就是彼得的弟弟叫安德烈。
This is Peter's little brother, Andrew.
就对主耶稣这样说。
Said to Jesus.
说在这里有一个小孩子孩童哎。
There's a little boy here.
他带着五个大麦饼哎。
And he has 5 barley loaves.
两条鱼哎。
And 2 fish.
但是要分给这五千人不够用啊。
But this is not enough for 5,000 people.
主耶稣说你们叫众人坐下。
So Jesus said, tell the crowd to sit down.
就算一算了、啊、他们坐下了有五千人的数目啊。
And so they counted all the people and about
5,000. 主耶稣就拿起那五个饼两条鱼就注谢了。
And Jesus offered thanks for the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
注谢之后就递给门徒，门徒又递给众人啊。
And so after he gave thanks, he gave the bread and fish to the disciples.
他们就吃饱了、
哎、And the crowd ate until they were
full. 五千人就吃饱哎。
5,000 people.
又剩下十二个篮子哎。
And they even had leftover of 12 baskets.
不简单呢。
This is not easy.
我们常常会忽略这个孩童。
Sometimes we may not look. We may look
down on the. 这个孩童是小孩子。
Might say this boy is a little.
他原来五个饼跟两条鱼是为自己准备的。
This 5 loaves and 2 fish are for himself.
但是主耶稣需要的时候。
But when Jesus needed these things.
他就奉献出来哎。
Then the little boy offered up all these things.
只有满足他自己也不过是五个饼两条鱼啊。
If he was going to take this as fulfill himself, it
is just
5 bread and 2 fish.
但是他交给主的门徒再交给耶稣啊。
But then he gave it to the disciples who gave it to
Jesus. 我们看到这个孩子毫无怨言呢。
We can see how this boy is.
你跟孩子抢东西哦，孩子会哭哎。
Usually if you take something from a child, the child
will cry. 你看那个活到八九十岁以上的人啊。
You look at an adult that has grown to
80 to 90 years.
They become cuter and cuter.
曾经我一个祖母活到快九十岁。
I had a grandmother that lived until almost 90.
我们拿糖果给那个孙子。
When we give candy to the grandchildren.
我们看不见的时候，他跟孙子抢糖果呢。
So when we don't look, my grandmother would.
还老还童哎。
Would try and take the candy from the little kid.
不要不要阿妈不要阿妈不要呢。
And the grandchildren said, no, grandma, no, I want it.
阿嬷还是抢呢。
And the grandma was still trying to take the
candy. 把她生饼剩下那一点力量抢哦，就塞就塞耶。
And using her little bit of strength, she'd try and take this candy.
孩子手上还有，但是有一些已经被阿嬷拿到了。
And the children have still some goodies in their hands, but
哇,
the grandma
这个孩子哭啊，那个阿嬷没有牙齿，她就含在嘴巴也爽啊。
And the little kid would cry and cry, and the grandma would just walk away.
这个情景被我看到啊。
Once I saw this,
所以我就，就塞一点那个一块钱呐、啊，给那个孩子，孩子看到一块钱也高兴啊。
So I saw this and I gave the little child a dollar.
你想想看，孩子毫无怨言呢，把五个饼两条鱼给主耶稣，全交在主手中呢。
Look at how generous this little boy was. He gave all of his lunch to Jesus Christ.
结果看到神迹的作为。
And we can see the unfolding.
我想这件事对那个孩子。影响很大。
I'm sure this incident made a big influence on the child.
所以，当我们完全的奉献的时候，
and so when we sacrifice
ourselves, 是那么样的甘心乐意的时候，
when we are willing,
我们就会感受到哇，献上自己为主所用的那种快乐临到哎。
We'll find that we are very glad to give ourselves to the Lord.
满心感谢。
And our hearts will be full of
thanksgiving. 在各方面就会成长。
And then.In all aspects, we will grow.
如果这个孩子有私心，不愿。
If this child did not give this bread,
他怎么能够看见主行神迹的作为呢？
Then would he ever get a chance to see Jesus perform?
又怎么让五千人得到造就呢？
And would these 5,000 people be edified?
又怎么让主耶稣继续讲道的工作呢？
And how would Jesus continue preaching?
感谢主。
Thank God.
这个孩童做出完全的奉献。
this child offered everything he had.
圣经里面甚至还记载一位叫做玛利亚的妇女。
And then the Bible records another woman named Mary.
在马可福音十四章里面记载。
In Mark chapter 14.
她献这个真拿达香膏。
And she offered nard.
我们看出她的用心。
We can see her diligence.
对一个贫穷人来讲。
For a poor person,
要准备这一个这一瓶真拿达香膏，要用很长的时间储蓄才能买这一瓶呢。
To buy a bottle of this nard perfume,
所以他的用心要准备是一段长时间，不是现在的这种感动哎。
And so this preparation was over a long period of time, but
所以他是耐心的准备。
And she patiently prepared.
然后就在适当的时候
，and at the right time,
他能力够了。
And she had enough strength.
她把这瓶真拿达香膏完全的打破，浇在耶稣基督的身上。
And she broke the jar and then anointed Jesus Christ.
香料是对女孩子一个非常重要的一个秘密武器。
And so ointment for women is this very.
我为什么这样讲啊？
Why do I say this?
好像每一个妇女都要喷一点香料嘛。
It seems like every woman likes to wear.
所以，只要风一吹来啊，都会闻到味道。
And so if the wind blows, you can smell something.
大概没有不喷的。
There's probably no one that doesn't.
这么好的真拿达香膏。
And so this is really nice.
她不为自己留哎。
She hasn't saved it for herself.
如果你这样子倒哈，那个。油膏啊，香料啊，它那个不能全部倒出来，破碎的时候没有一滴留下。
When you pour it out, you wouldn't get every single drop of this perfume. But when you break the jar, every drop has come out.
她愿意全部给主耶稣用。
She was willing to use all of it on Jesus.
结果我们看到。
But we can see.
主耶稣称赞她的所做的是一件美事。
And Jesus praised her deed as something beautiful.
那甚至主耶稣吩咐他的门徒说：“你们传福音，要述说这位妇女所做的美事，以为纪念。”
And so he even told his disciples that wherever he proclaimed the gospel, what she has done will be.
主耶稣又说
，And Jesus also said,
亲自来证明。
This is proof.
他所做的这一件事，乃是为我安葬之前预备，先交在他的身上。
That she is preparing for my burial ahead of time.
一个完全的奉献。
And this is another total.
哪怕是一个小小的事情。
I think it's a small thing.
甘心乐意从心里面做。
But if you do it from the bottom of your heart.
而且是没有怨言，没有私心。
And no reservation.
神就会悦纳，这是相当好的美事来纪念呢。
Then God will consider this a very good deed.
是因为坐在主的身上呢。
And it's because you have done it on the body of Christ.
所以我们说献上自己为主所用。
So when we offer ourselves for the use of the Lord,
就是要懂得要完全的奉献自己。
We have to understand to completely sacrifice ourselves.
是那么样的甘心乐意。
So that we are very willing.
不要做了以后，哎呀，你看我做的很多，大家都没有做，你看，你看。
You shouldn't say, "Oh, look at all this work I did, and no one else did anything."
你既然做了。
Since you have done it,
你就甘心乐意嘛。
So just be happy about it.
你为主耶稣做嘛。
You have done it for Jesus.
做多一点有什么关系？
And so if you've done a little more,
从另外一个角度想，
if you think about it from
别人没有时间机会。
Maybe other people have no time and no chance.
我找到时间机会。
And I found the time.
我愿意献上自己。
So I am willing to sacrifice myself.
就要真正的做事活物的其中的一个钮啊，无怨无悔，忠心的做啊，甘心乐意啊。
So we ought to be like one of the four living creatures, which is an ox who works diligently. It's very important.
我们常常相处会听到有很多的声音。
Sometimes when we live together, we hear a lot of
noise. 如果是赞美主的声音。
If it's a sound of praise.
如果是感谢主的声音。
If it's a sound of thanksgiving.
都很好。
Then it's very good.
但是有时候我们听到一些声音。
But sometimes we hear other kinds of sounds.
好像离圣经神的国度太远太远了。
That are far away from the kingdom of God.
所讲的都是属于自己的。
And everything you say is about yourself.
这个时候的我们
at this time,
做到了完全的献上自己吗？
Have we sacrificed ourselves totally?
所以我在神学院有一个老院长。
When I was in the theological school,
叫做朱荣道长老。
There was an elder.
他这样子告诉我。
And he told us.
当你们做传道的时候，
when you become a pastor,
刚刚出来一定很认真。
when you first come out, then you're very diligent and
甚至啊，想要头破血流那么样的认真。
Sometimes you'll even spill your blood.
但他告诉我
zealous. But then he said,
你们做的时候
you do it.
不要一下子像洪水，哇，这么多，这么多，哇，好，好啊，好啊，洪水很大很多啊。
Don't be like a big flood.
但是有的时候啊，这个懒惰甚至退缩到。河流没有水啊，干干的，饥荒啊。
But then other times you might be so lazy that the river is dry.
告诉我们不要这样。
Do not be like this.
做什么工作要一步一脚印，稳稳踏实的去做。
So when you do the work of God, be consistent and one step at a time.
虽然水不多，但是它每一天整年都有啊，细水长流啊。
Even if the water may not be much, but if it comes every day.
当你体验的越多的时候。
When you have more and more experience,
这个水就越来越多啊。
This water will gradually accumulate.
生命的泉源滚滚的流啊，没有断过啊。
And the living water will continuously flow.
一下子做洪水也受不了，会灾难啊。
Sometimes when you have a flood, you have devastation.
还是没有水的话，饥荒也痛苦啊。
But then when there is no water, you have a drought.
所以他又告诉我。
So this elder told us.
当你们走过一段时间，觉得有一点倦怠感。
And if you have been a pastor for some time, if you'll come
back. 那你就回过来神学院去拿你当初的那个自传，你写的动机看一看，你会再重新得力。
And when you become tired, then maybe you should go back and look at your notes from the theological school.
因为很多人忘记要做好献上自己的时候，就是离开他原来初衷对神的这种许诺或者是一种方向。
People tend to get tired of serving the Lord because they drift away from the original motivation, the original zeal they had.
献上自己为主所用。
So to offer yourself for the use of the Lord.
要做得甘心。
You have to be strong.
要做得完全。
You have to be complete and thorough.
就真的要做出完全奉献的动作。
And to do things that are that serve the Lord completely.
最后我们要跟大家谈的。
And so the very last thing.
献上自己为主所用。
To offer yourself up for the use of the Lord,
很重要的一点表现
there's a very important
就是要自洁要自己洁净自己
Oh, you have to purify yourself
这个洁净的功夫要做好
You have to do this purification very
well 意思就是要做好灵修的功夫
That is, to cultivate yourself well
当你很平安的时候你也会做好灵修功夫
When you're at peace, you can still do good
当你很顺利的时候，你也会做好灵修功夫。
When things are successful, you can do good cultivation work.
当你不顺利的时候，你一样会做好灵修功夫。
But then when things aren't going so well, you should continue to cultivate yourself.
当你遇到患难、痛苦、考验的时候，一样也会做好灵修功夫。
And so that when you encounter tribulation and trials,
这种洁净自己的功夫是不分任何时间跟场合的。
So spiritual cultivation should not be time dependent.
是要确确实实去做到的。
They should always do this.
才能够谈献上自己为主所用。
And only when you do this can you even think about serving the Lord.
以利沙先知，他经过训练。
Elisha the prophet went through tribulation.
结果那一位训练的妇人看出他是一个圣洁的神人。
On the woman of Shunem saw that he was a holy worker of God.
为什么不是由丈夫来讲呢？
Why didn't the husband say this?
而是由做太太的来讲呢？
But then the wife noticed this.
这个人圣洁不圣洁，有时候。异性之间很容易感觉呢。
Sometimes you can really tell or feel that kind of person this person is.
尤其在台上领会啊。
Especially when people
除了讲道以外，
besides when they
还有很多秘密耶。
There are other little things.
我们会看到有一些人每一个人动作表情不同。
You can see that everyone has a different kind of action.
哇，有的听到很高段呢，他就睡着了。
Some people fall asleep.
有的甚至哈、想象出海钓鱼的情形。
And even like they're fishing.
有一些真的很认真听。
Some people really listen.
他听到心里面。
They can listen to.
他又把他的耳朵带来了。
He even brought his ears.
心里也带来了。
Brought his heart.
结果听到他流泪。
And they hear the sermon.
听到他感动。
And they are touched.
但有一些人呢、
But some people.
常常没几分钟就往一个固定的方向看。
Some people, every couple of minutes, they'll look in a particular direction.
原来他选了一个自己很适当的位置坐在那边。
And he had picked himself a very good seat.
然后去看到他想要看的那一个人。
And they can look at that person.
所以从台上一面讲到，看到他的眼光在对准那一个人。哦，原来是看那一位。
And so sometimes from the pulpit, you can see that, oh, this person is looking at that other person.
所以异性之间很容易感受到那一种你有别样的想法的时候。
Sometimes it's easy to tell if you're not focused.
哎，你说你心里不喜欢他，我不喜欢了，但是你的眼睛给人家的那个电波就是喜欢了。
Maybe you say, oh, I don't like that person, but then your eyes seem to indicate else, otherwise.
到了我们在这里看到伊丽莎先知。
But here we can see Elijah.
这位妇人说，哎，她是圣洁的神人呢。
The woman said that this is a holy worker of God.
她看人也是很正直光明呢。
And she looked at him with very clear.
有的人在讲话的时候啊。
Sometimes when people talk.
眼睛不大礼貌呢。
Their eyes are not very, they're not very polite.
有的男生的眼睛就在他的身上就浏览了。
Some, I guess some men,
人就会觉得这个人很差呢，眼睛有色彩呢。
Sometimes people get uncomfortable.
都会感觉。
You can get that feeling.
你是不是很正？
Are you a right
person? 你是不是很光明？
Are you correct?
你是不是圣洁？
Are you holy?
你看那个伊丽莎先知。
Look at Elisha, the
难怪他所做的工作比以利亚先知多出这个加倍的灵感动他。
No wonder the double spirit that inspired Elijah.
所以我们要自洁。
So we have to purify ourselves.
有的人说我不敢看，我不敢怎么样。其实他躲在后面心里在想呢。
Some people may seem to refrain from evil things, but their
heart
is in their heart. 洁净
的功夫真的要做好呢。
So it's very important to do a purification.
我们来看一下提摩太后书。
Let's turn to Second
Timothy. 提摩太后书的第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
后书第二章的二十一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
二十一节。
21.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。在这里告诉我
This verse tells us,
说我们能够洁净自己啊
that if we're able to cleanse ourselves,
就是脱离卑贱的这个工作
then we can be ready for good work,
就是脱离不义的事
and if we leave all the
unrighteous things, 然后就在圣洁的当中开始有一些学习
And so in our holiness, we can start learning.
第一个体验就会就必做贵重的器皿。
And the first experience we can have is to be
a very special 再来就成为圣洁。
And then we can become holy.
他有体验以后，他就更加珍惜这个圣洁的这个好处。
When someone has experiences, he'll understand the benefits of
being pure. 然后就合乎主用。
And then we can be used by the Lord.
合乎主的同工。
To work with God.
最后的体验就是预备行各样的善事。
And the very last experience is to be ready to
be used by God. 被主所用之后
When after used by God,
就做出在神的善工里面就有可以体会参与神的这种恩典祝福了。
Then we can experience the grace and the blessings from God.
所以自己的功夫很重要。
So it is very important to put a lot of effort into
要献一个完美的祭。
You want to offer a beautiful
sacrifice, 然后才能为主所用
so that we can be used by
the Lord. 在罗马书十二章的一节告诉我
So Romans chapter 12 verse 1
说要献上身心
to offer yourself as a living sacrifice,
成为活祭
to be a living sacrifice.
这是神所悦纳的祭
and this is a sacrifice that pleases the Lord.
我们既然要成为活祭献上自己
since we're going to be a living sacrifice and offer God,
我们要在神的工作上有份
And we want to have a part in the work of
要成为一个会帮助别人做完圣工的人。
We want to be a person who can help others.
要成为让人家感觉有这样的好同工的人。
And we want to be a good coworker to other people.
而不是处处抵制。
But not someone.
光献上身体，没有献上心理，所以处处就阻碍别人。
And so, if you offer up only your bodies but not your heart, then
既然要献上活的祭物
，since you are going to be a living sacrifice,
献上身体
，then you have to offer your body.
献上心理
，offer up your heart.
神悦纳的时候，我们就为主所用。
When God is pleased, He will use us.
这个真的要我们去体会。
And this is something that we should try to experience.
当你越投入在献祭的服事主的工作上
，As you devote yourself more and more to serving the Lord,
你所谈的都是荣耀主、赞美主的事。
And everything you talk about is for the glory of the Lord.
做到了以后，自己哪算得什么
？And whatever you've done, what does that amount to?
凡事感谢主。
All you can do is thank God.
所以我们跟大家谈了三点。
So here we talked about three.
献上自己为主所用的表现。
These are three things that should happen.
第一点，存心为主侍奉。
That is, first one, you should.
第二点，完全无私心的奉献。
And the second is to completely offer yourself.
第三点，做好洁净自己的功夫。
And the third is to purify yourself.
愿神祝福我们大家。
May God bless everyone.
希望再一次的相聚，可以听到更多神美好的见证恩典，在我们的家还有教会里面。
So the next time we meet, we can hear more about how God has blessed us in our homes and in church.
共同继续在这个地球村里面不同的角落为主服事，忠心到底。
And may we always serve the Lord in this world all the way into the end.